Nolte, Time to Ignore the Fake Media Bias and Be the Media. By John Nolte on November 13, 2020. We won, and that means it's time for new media to stop responding to and reacting to the fake news media and to assume our place as the media. Regardless of who ends up winning the 2020 presidential election, the fake media, the corporate media, the establishment media, whatever you want to call these degenerates, got wiped out last week. Their polls were exposed forever as propaganda and lies. Their crusade for identity politics went down in flames in the most left-wing state in the country. President Donald Trump won more votes than former President Barack Obama. Trump increased the number of people who voted for him by about 10 million. Trump won more minority votes than any Republican in decades. Democrats failed to capture the Senate majority. Democrats were crushed in House races, and there's still a chance Our Lady of the Gourmet Ice Cream could lose that gavel. The media are disgraced, exposed, decapitated, have lost all moral authority and their ability to sway public opinion. If Trump ends up losing, it will be either by the margin of fraud, the margin of his abrasive personality, or a mixture of both. So now it's time, in my opinion, for new media to assume the mantle of what we are, and what we are is the media. We are America's trusted source for news. We are the truth tellers. We are the fact finders. We are the journalists and reporters. And I'm not just talking about conservative new media. Glenn Greenwald is new media, and those like him on the far left who share our commitment to truth and transparency, even if we disagree on the issues. So what does that mean? It means we have to stop wasting our time, this includes me, worrying about media bias. What's the point? One of our biggest wins over the last few years was forcing the corporate media out of the objective closet. Forcing them to reveal themselves as the far-left liars and activists they all are. Bias is not an issue anymore, and every moment we spend documenting bias is time and energy that could be used for us to be the media. To make our case and report the facts and further our arguments and push our ideas. I don't care about media bias anymore. And I say that as someone who doggedly documented it for two decades, who's written probably a million words and thousands of pieces, not to mention tweets. Why are we wasting our time complaining about Jake Tapper or Brian Stelter or Robin Roberts or Savannah Guthrie or the New York Times or the Washington Post being unfair? What do we care if they don't present both sides? If they're not objective? Caring and complaining is not only a waste of important time, it's taking troll bait. I think one of the corporate media's last gasp tactics, besides ginning up riots, is to be so outrageously biased those of us in new media. I'm guilty as anyone, lose a day expressing our outrage. Yes, let me repeat that, I'm as guilty of this as anyone. And I'll forget about what I wrote here sometimes. Either my temper will get the best of me or it will be a slow news day and, well, it is my job to create content. But what I mean is, look at the Hunter Biden laptop story. We use so much of our energy to attack the fake media as unfair because they refuse to cover a legitimate scandal. Would some of our energy have been better spent getting the word out about the story? Finding a way to work around fascist tech censorship? What's the point of complaining about bias anymore? What's the point of trying to shame the shameless into honoring their own objective standards? There is no point. It's a waste of effort. Of course we have to pay attention when a Jake Tapper threatens to blacklist us. That's different from bias and jumping on troll bait. Of course we have to pay attention when Chris Cuomo physically threatens us and breaks quarantine. That's different from bias and jumping on troll bait. Of course we have to let our readers know when the media are straight up lying. That's different from bias and jumping on troll bait. Maybe we should treat the media like we do the Democrat Party, especially now that they are one and the same. What I mean is that if some blow-dried CNN anchor says something, we should ask ourselves if we would care if Nancy Pelosi said it. And if we wouldn't, we should move on and go about the important work of actual journalism. If the New York Times publishes something, we should ask ourselves if we would care if it was a Democrat National Committee press release, and if we wouldn't, we should ignore it. In a number of ways, new media is already moving in this direction. I just want us to continue to and to mark this moment as a big victory. We are the media now, and we should take great pleasure, not only in that fact, but in acting like it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.